Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I'm really looking forward to today's adventure. We are off to Alaska with AAA travel agent Becky Webb. Welcome to the podcast, Becky.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here with you today.
Yay! I'm so excited to talk Alaska. I recently wrote an article for AAA about Alaska, and I must admit I've never been, but it sounds and looks like just such an amazing place for a family vacation.
We did. We had a wonderful time. This trip was planned prior to COVID for my son's high school graduation in the year of 2020. Of course, that got canceled due to COVID, so we rescheduled it to go in June 2021. So I was happy to spend some alone time with my 19-year-old to go to Alaska.
Oh, fun. So it was just the two of you.
The two of us.
A graduation trip. Tell me about it. How'd you get there? What'd you do?
So this was all land. Of course, no cruise this year because they weren't really having cruising in Alaska in June of this year. We flew from Baltimore into Anchorage. We had a quick connection in Denver, and we arrived into Anchorage in the afternoon, the day that we got there, and we started our trip from Anchorage.
Oh, cool. So how long were you there?
So we were in Alaska for a week, but we spent two nights in Anchorage, and we had a wonderful time just walking around the city and walking along the waterfront and going to a couple different restaurants, walking up, just really walking around the town itself.
Obviously, Anchorage is a great jumping off point for Alaska. Oftentimes, people don't stay, but I've read that it is quite a nice city.
Yeah, there's a lot of walking trails, biking trails. There's a really nice park that's actually right in the middle of Anchorage. So it makes it really easy to park yourself in one of the hotels in the downtown area. They have bike rentals all over the place where you can go rent bicycles for the day and things like that. It's really beautiful. You really can see the mountains off to the side of Anchorage and you're along the waterfront. Just a really pretty city to walk around.
Nice. And I bet you had some good seafood.
We did. Yeah, we did. My son loved their fish and chips. We had some mussels. So we're all in for the seafood part.
That's great. Okay, so then from Anchorage, where did you go?
We were on our way into Talkeetna. We had the great opportunity to stop and meet one of the owners of one of the dog musher camps. He's actually been in the Iditarod 12 times. So we actually stopped at his home and we actually got to meet some of his sled dogs that he uses in the Iditarod race. So that was really fascinating and fun to get to see the dogs. And they actually had some newborn puppies that were a couple weeks old.
Love
them a lot, which was so cute. Really learned about the Iditarod race. Got to see how they got all the dogs together and how excited they are to train with him. And so that was really a fun experience. On our way up to Talkeetna, which is actually right outside of Denali National Park. So it's kind of like you're jumping off stop to get up into Denali.
Got it. So did you guys do a tour or did you go on your own to all these places?
We did a tour, but it was nice. We had a lot of alone time too. When we were up at Talkeetna, we actually were able to go do a jet boat ride up the river in Talkeetna, trying to get our first views of Denali, which is what everybody wants to see. Once we got up to Talkeetna, and we stayed in the Talkeetna Lodge actually for two nights. So we actually did some hiking around the lake. So, and we did a lot of that on our own as well. To see Denali, actually, we could actually see it from the lodge. But remember, Denali, you only really have like a 30% chance of actually seeing it. So we really lucked out, actually, while we were at the lodge, that it finally came out one evening for us. And it was out for about half an hour. But to actually see Denali itself, you do have to actually take one of the plane trips up to really get a really good full view of it.
Oh, wow. So you guys did take the plane trip to see it.
We did take the plane trip to go see it, and it was amazing. My son actually got to ride up front with the pilot, which was a very unique perspective. Yeah, so we were up in the air about 3 hours total.
Oh my goodness, you really got to see some stuff.
We really got to see some stuff. Yeah, but we were up at the Talkeetna Lodge, which was a beautiful lodge, and we were up there for 2 nights as well. A nice little stop on our tour.
Oh, that's great. So Talkeetna is close to Denali, so that's a good jumping off point to get to that. Did you guys go into the park?
We did not physically go into the park. So okay. This is like at the outer edge. You would have had to go probably like another 2 hours to get to one of the lodges that's actually in the park. Yeah, but Talkeetna, we were able to get a nice view of Denali, so that was great. And like I said, they have some beautiful lakes around the Talkeetna Lodge, and my son did a much longer 3-4 hour hike around one of the lakes, and but they have shorter ones available as well.
Yeah, Alaska is huge, twice the size of Texas. So just to get across the state takes you some time.
It is. So I think it took actually 4 hours or so along with our stop to go up to Talkeetna. So it's, you know, these aren't necessarily short drives.
No, I mean, there's so much land that you literally have to cover to see Alaska.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly. And you want to keep your eyes peeled for moose. You want to look for bears. You want to look for sheep. So we were lucky enough along the way to see some moose just grazing in one of the fields. So you got to kind of keep your eyes out for everything. We flew back into Anchorage. Actually, we did hit one of the Alaskan Heritage Center that's right outside of Anchorage. We were able to learn a lot about the Alaskan Native population, and they had Native dancers. They sold Native goods there. So that was really interesting, a nice glimpse into their life and how they survived. The life in Alaska is not easy for a lot of people. It's very interesting. We just had a quick stop there. We finished making our way down to the Kenai Peninsula, which is actually south of Anchorage. We spent 2 nights at the Kenai Princess Lodge, and that's such a beautiful, beautiful lodge. You're overlooking the Kenai River. You have bald eagles all over the place. You have this beautiful blue river. We did a float trip. You have kayaking. You have horseback riding. You could go fishing on the Kenai River if you wanted to, and we were right in the middle of fishing season. We had hoped to actually go do some fishing while we were there. Unfortunately, we weren't able to find a spot. It was crazy because of COVID. Fishing was so popular this year that they literally were sold out for the summer to come up with outfitters to go fishing. So very popular thing to do.
Seriously, book the fishing trips in advance.
Way in advance, for sure. So.
And so they're fishing like salmon and stuff, right?
They were right in the middle of salmon fishing, so we actually got to learn a lot about the salmon fishing. There's actually 5 different seasons for the different salmon that are running during different parts of the summer. On our little float trip, I know we saw 38 bald eagles, which is
38?
38 bald eagles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it really was. They're beautiful. Just, you know, hanging out in the trees. And then after we were finishing up in Talkeetna, we went and hopped aboard the Alaskan Railroad, took it from viewing the Turnagain Arm all the way down into Whittier. We were able to get on a boat in Whittier, and we went off to go on a glacier hunt.
Ooh, how was that?
That was great. A little foggy the day we went, but saw several glaciers, beautiful Blackstone Bay, which is along the Prince William Sound. We saw some waterfalls, and we actually were lucky to see the calving of the glacier, which was amazing. Sounds like a big thunderstorm, and all of a sudden the ice is kind of falling off of the glacier. That's the calving of the glacier. So it was great.
It's one thing to go hunt for them, but then to actually see them in motion, that's amazing.
Yeah, you definitely can hear them and see them, and it's very loud. And groaning, as they like to say.
Oh, wow.
But we saw some otters and we saw some harbor seals, lots of waterfalls as well.
Oh, neat. And so June, you didn't see any whales?
We did not see any whales. They had seen some whales a couple days before us. It was a little foggy day the day we went out, so I'm wondering if the weather contributed. We actually had a great week. We had beautiful, clear blue skies. We had no rain. But again, this day was just a little on the more foggier side. So.
But that's great to have such great weather. What were the temperatures like?
Generally in the 60s, low 70s. So it's very comfortable.
Did you have darkness? Because, right, weren't you there at like summer solstice?
We were. So very little darkness was going on. So you'd be outside at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and it feels kind of like dusk. Like here. So very little darkness. Maybe from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning, you might get some darkness, but it never really got completely, totally dark. So
that is so crazy.
It's a little weird to get used to. Yeah, definitely. I suggest taking some sleep blinders or something to put over your eyes at night. Otherwise, you might have a difficult time falling asleep.
Sounds like stuff to do all seasons in Alaska, but summer is the most popular part, right? And that's when you can do the cruises there as well.
So the normal season is May through the beginning of September.
Okay.
I do think that your June and July is going to be really your peak months. That's when your weather is going to be the nicest. That's when I think you're going to see more opportunities to see Denali when it's clear. That's when you're going to see more animals and wildlife. I think that's definitely the best time, I think, to go. But you can get some gems out of going earlier in the season by maybe seeing some more baby animals. And the fall is a beautiful time, even in Alaska, when the leaves are changing and the fall is settling in. So there's some gems out of the beginning and the end of the season, too.
That's great. So what was your son's favorite part of the trip?
Oh, gosh. Any of the hiking and the kayaking. He's definitely more of an adventurist. He loved the kayaking trip and he loved the airboat ride. But I do think him being up in the co-pilot seat with that plane ride around Denali was something he'll never get to do anything like that again. So I think that was probably his favorite part. You know, it's always nice when you can spend time with your kids one-on-one. And I do think travel is the best gift you can ever give your kids. And just to be able to spend a little bit of time with him before he's flying out into the world, you know, we'll never forget that.
Just sounds like it was a very memorable trip for both of you.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time.
As an amazing longtime AAA travel agent, what's the next adventure you're dreaming of or planning?
So I've got to start planning for my next two kids to graduate from high school. Actually, I think we're going to take off for Italy in 2 years. So I think we're all on board with the three of us going to Italy. That's the next big one.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all of your Alaska adventures. It just sounds and looks like a wonderful place for a family trip. So, you know, thank you for sharing the details of your trip with your son.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!